League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Dallas, people, you're stupid.
It's John and Lance.
So yeah, I could not be a drug mule. Too forgetful.
Broadcasting live from inside the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Klein's Jewelry at Hedwig Village. Here's John Granato.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Eric, along with Dal, out here at Klein's Jewelry. We're just off Blaylock, right? Oh, just off Blaylock, and Echo Lane is where you exit. But this is Blaylock. Oh, it's the same thing? Blaylock and Echo? Same thing? Yeah. So basically, we're right here at the new Klein's, and is it gorgeous? It is. You've been moving up, bro. See, when I knew Mark back in the day, he had that little shop, and he's got those little elves in the back, and now he's got a beautiful, spacious, beautiful carpeting, wonderful store now. Look at him. He's got floodlights and cases, and it's taken him months to put this thing together, and it is awesome. New store. Want you to come on over for Mother's Day. Get on over here and take advantage of Mark, because he has got the lab-grown diamonds that are going to it's the same. I mean, it's basically the same, but it's like a fraction of the cost of a regular diamond. But you can't tell. It's got the color, weight, clarity, all of the same stuff. And it's just what you need for her. She'll think you got a regular diamond. You don't have to ever tell her. You don't have to tell her. Okay? And you just come and look at what I got you. I love, that's how much I love you for bearing my children. That's what you do. And then you get all the benefits from that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I asked my mom. I hadn't heard of those diamonds. And she said, oh, no, you can't even tell. They're unbelievable. Tell. Yeah. And she was, I think, setting the hook for me Mother's Day coming up. She just wanted me to know. She said, you're going to be there.
You might
and
as
so,
well.
I mean, if you're there, she said, you cannot tell the difference. And they're absolutely stunning. And so since you're there, you know, if you need to stick around, afterwards.
Well, maybe she was hinting that, you get it for your wife instead.
I think she was probably hinting for herself. She was letting me know the kind of cut she likes.
Yeah. You guys don't live far from here, right?
No, we don't live too far.
Yeah.
We live right up the street. And now that I'm seeing the whiskey collection behind me.
Yeah, right.
You come shop and have a little bit of Blanton's or some Buffalo Trace. This is my kind of story.
Yeah, no. You can do a little whiskey drinking while you're shopping here.
Yeah.
It's a class. This is classy.
Yeah. You know,
it is. He's come a long way, baby, to get where he's got to today. Mark Klein, his son Kate is here. Kyle, come on up. Come on over and see everybody over here at Klein's. We'll be hanging out here. It's right at Blaylock and I-10, Echo and I-10, same thing. So come on over here and hang out with us here at Klein's Jewelry today. And, I mean, you want to talk Astros baseball? Yeah. Who doesn't want to talk Astros baseball right now? Right? This guy. Dell's pointing. This guy doesn't want to talk Astros baseball.
I got one more day in me of this, and then I'm out. I feel bad for you and Lance, honestly.
Honestly, 12-24, I think a bunch of people have jumped off. I can't even imagine that we're just into May, and we've got so many people jumping off. There was a meme of all these people coming down an escalator, and somebody said, these are all Astros Twitter, everybody jumping off. It's like half of what it was last year, Twitter already.
Are you not jumping off?
I'm I'm getting to the point where I'm starting to get – step up the steps to jump off, yeah.
Right, because, I mean, what are you waiting on?
Well,
because I can tie the barbell around your waist if you need me to. I mean, I think we need to stop already. Like, we're done.
No.
We're cooked.
We're not.
Yes.
This is this team. I mean, it's still the same cast of characters. How in the hell is this? How did everybody go to crap? How did this happen? How did this happen so soon? I mean, a gradual fall from grace, okay. But when you bring back Justin Verlander and Fromber and Jordan and Bregman and Altuve and Pena, and this is what it is? One of the worst teams in baseball? It's too unbelievable. I'm sorry. I cannot believe that this is really this team.
No, I think you gotta stop. I think it's time. I think if Dell has the taps sound, I think we just play it and we move on. I mean, this team is dead.
He's calling for taps.
Yeah.
Is that like the tombstone?
We're done.
The 2005 tombstone?
I've told you over and over again, it's football season. Nick Caserio's told you, it's football season. Let's wrap this up. He's right.
This team, and here's the good news for Houston, is they've got a football team. You know, this happened at the right time.
Perfect.
The Astros couldn't have dug their grave 2 years ago.
No.
That would have been terrible.
Do you know how awful
terrible
it
timing.
Would have been?
That would have been awful timing in Houston. But now, with C.J. Stroud, there we go. Thank you. Everybody, should we take 5 seconds of silence here?
This is awful. Then you just started something.
Fold
now.
The flag.
This is when you play
fold
taps.
The flag.
And they turn this season around.
John's the widow. We're going to hand you the flag.
Yeah.
No.
This over. Hold on. We're handing you a flag.
Yes.
This is when you play taps.
Del, do you have a
and they turn
salute?
The season around.
I don't know.
Do we have a seven-gun salute?
I don't have
salute?
Any control. That's the guy Austin's
okay.
got to find
Austin
that.
Can find us a seven-gun salute. This is – it's been fun. We even have a police officer driving by, and all right, let's just take one more.
Well, he's listening to the show.
Yeah.
All the cops do. Remember when Mark got arrested for kicking the football across a Westheimer?
I do.
Yeah. Yep.
I do.
Cop arrested him, had him in the back,
wasn't
handcuffed.
Wasn't a great day for Mark.
No, until he found out the cop goes, I'm just kidding. Yeah. I'm listening to the show.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good.
That was funny. That was a great day.
Well, I hope the Astros are listening to the show. It's East Coast, so they've got an early feed on this. Because they suck.
Well.
Every last one of them. Except for
Kyle Tucker,
who couldn't care less.
Oh, really? He homered again in the first inning.
I said,
then
except,
comes up with two on and with two outs, strikeout.
But how much do you need from him, guy? I mean,
I need everything.
He has given us. I mean, we have read this book. I turned on the game yesterday. We're up one in the first inning, and I say, "All right, here we go again.
Hold him for
this
three
is
outs.
It. Here we go. Here we go." And the exact book that happened yesterday. Stanton gone. Soto gone. Judge gone. I mean, it was unreal.
Yeah.
It was deja vu.
Well, you didn't have it. You got another lead, 1-0, and you couldn't get it out before they took the lead.
No.
Okay? A single and a home run, you're down, game over.
Mm-hmm.
2-1 in the first, and this game was over.
That's right.
That's amazing.
It's not amazing. It happened the day before. It's not amazing. It can't be amazing if it happens all the time.
Well, how about we got 11 hits instead of three?
Well, great.
Okay.
What did that lead to?
First and second, nobody out. What was it, the fifth? I think it was the fifth inning. First and second, nobody out. And they can't score a run.
This is John. John, this is your team. You can repeat that particular scenario how many times this year? Out of how many games have they played?
They have played 36.
How many times can you repeat a scenario where they had
24.
Yeah. Even in games they've won, that has come up. They don't score when they should. Runners in scoring position is their problem. So we talk about movies. This is Edge of Tomorrow. It happens. Over, live, die, repeat with this Astros team.
Oh, I was going more Groundhog Day.
Well, but I feel like
two on the nose.
Maybe
Edge of Tomorrow.
But it feels like they're
better,
dying.
A better movie.
It feels like we're dying every time we watch it. That's why I say that.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. No. It.
Well,
it
Bill
is,
Murray
I mean,
kept killing himself.
That's right.
Remember, he tried to kill himself over and over.
We've played taps. I'm telling you, I'll call in next week if I'm wrong. But I'm telling you right now, it's done.
Well, they got Detroit.
Lost.
They got the A's.
All
lost.
Better than them.
They got
all
the
better.
Angels.
Name a team
not
that's worse.
Angels. Not the Angels.
Okay, there it is.
Okay, the White Sox. No, don't play them for a while. Yeah. So
even though, like, you're telling me, like, you know, to have these guys come on, well, you know, if we go on a 19-6 run, then all of a sudden we're only a game back of 500, and then that's when things really start to turn around. What have you watched thus far in this sample size, which is enough to tell you that this team can go on a 19-7 run?
Only 36 games. I don't know if you heard. It's a 162-game season, okay?
Which sounds like a punishment now, as opposed to
awful.
When
promise.
The Atlanta Braves won it, okay, what were they were how far down? When Washington won it, the Nationals, both teams that beat the Astros in the World Series, how far down were they? Philadelphia got there. They were down. They got to the World Series. This team is not out of it. Not out of it.
I think that you've got your ace going tonight. The Astros have their ace going tonight, right? So they got their ace going tonight.
They have to win this game.
Okay, so is it fair to say that today, on May 9th, it's a must-win for the Houston Astros as they play the Yankees?
When's the next time it isn't a must-win when you're 12 games under 500?
No, it's
well,
not.
John is telling me that it's not. We're in cruise territory. We're fine.
Because you got a bunch of games coming up. Do you know the Yankees have won now 9 straight against the Astros?
Yeah.
This is the team that we're in their heads. They've beaten the Astros 9 straight now.
Yeah.
And there are we're their daddy.
Not we're anymore.
We have to make it to the postseason to have that happen. Because, yes, the Astros own them in the postseason.
But wait, you know what? Here's the good news. Here's the good news. This is a road trip, and the Astros are going to get to come home. So that's good, right?
No.
Because the Astros come home. No, but they get their home crowd.
Yeah.
Is that not good?
Yeah. What, to do the wave?
Oh, wait a minute.
They're going to do the wave.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you notice they don't do the wave. Yankee Stadium?
The wave.
The wave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's why I hated Dodger games when I moved to L.A. because they had these stupid, I mean, beyond the fans and the team, but they have these, and Dodger dogs, but they have these stupid beach balls. And they're more concerned with these stupid beach balls.
I know.
And they got to stop the game every 5 minutes because a beach ball goes
on the field.
Yeah. Just watch baseball.
Yeah.
Just watch baseball.
We're just here to watch baseball. If you want a beach ball, go to the beach.
Go to the beach. We're close to the beach. We're not in Houston. We're not in Indiana. We're close to a beach. Go to the beach. If you want a beach ball, go to the beach.
Yes. Yes. They're going to come home, and they're just awesome at home. They have been what a home field advantage they have right now at Minute Maid. You can't ask for anything more.
No, it's going to be nice. We'll come home. We'll throw Hunter Brown. We'll throw Eric Eddy. Ugh. Things will be fine.
Stop mentioning those names. Hunter Brown particularly. I don't.
The highest
Brown,
ER in baseball.
He can't be in the rotation much longer. Right? Well, Javier's coming back. He's got to go. Hunter Brown's got to go. I can't watch cosplay JV anymore.
I can't
have both of them stinking.
Right.
But Hunter Brown pretending to be JV, I don't want to see it anymore. Whenever Javier comes back, Hunter Brown will go away. Can we send him to Florida? Because I don't want to hear updates about him pitching in Sugar Land.
Does he need quick twitch?
Well, they did
Does
say.
Does he need quick twitch?
I don't know what he needs. Apparently,
Hunter Brown was lifting too many of the heavyweights.
He was too big.
He's too strong
to play baseball.
Exactly. And so they're going to go lighter
weights. Nobody who's lifted weights has ever succeeded in baseball.
More reps, lower weights.
Yeah, that's right.
And then that'll help us quick.
Yeah, Barry Bonds looks like he was doing more reps.
Do you think that whoever they empowered to get Jose Abreu right was like, hey, we got to tell Dana something? Yeah, it's a quick twitch stuff. And then Dana Brown goes up there just saying quick twitch, doesn't know what he's saying.
No. But he told us the day Abreu was saying, it's not his bat speed. And then a week later, it's his bat speed.
This is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Dana, go out there and say whatever. The moment Dana Brown goes, hey, I didn't sign this guy, you know Dana Brown's out of here. Because Dana Brown's taking bullets for a thing he's not responsible for. The moment he goes, why are you mad at me?
Well, if he does that, you know he's toast.
Yeah, you know he's out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dana Brown is out there. And the problem for the Astros is they stink so bad. Now we're dissecting what Dana Brown says. Like you said, last week he said something different. Now he said something. We got to attack him because it's not fun to talk about the baseball team. So let's go after the GM. Because he's out there. What can he say? What can he actually say about this team?
He's not a seller.
He said that.
You know why he's not a seller? Because no one wants to buy any of this crap. There's nothing to sell.
Yeah.
Nothing to sell. If you had told me 2 years ago I'd be in the upper deck of our Lord 2024, I'd be screaming, retire Bregman from the upper deck at Yankee Stadium. I would have fought you. But here we are. That's Tony. Tony's at the game.
Yeah, I saw pictures. He was at the game.
He said, look, nobody's doing the wave at Yankee Stadium.
They're having a good time.
You know why? Because they're watching baseball.
Yeah. Yeah. They're watching.
Well, I'm not going to fault any fan for doing the wave with this team going forward. If you're going to go to the game and watch this team play baseball,
actually, you got a point.
Do something else.
Yeah, Because the baseball ain't worth watching.
Do the I don't know what the women are called that get up on the top of the
dugout. Those are called Astro Dancers.
Is that their official title? Astro Dancers?
That's right, yep.
Okay. Well, I don't think that's what they're called.
The Astroettes?
I don't think that's what they're called
Astroettes?
Either. Whatever they are, can we have them as entertainment for every inning?
During the games.
Yeah, turn this into a minor league ballpark.
Yeah.
During the innings.
Yeah. Honestly,
turn
you know,
into the banana.
What if we were
slugs,
the Savannah Bananas?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be if the Astros went on the road with the Savannah Bananas, you know.
So they'd be the Washington Generals.
That's right. They're the Washington Generals
they'd be
of baseball.
The Sad Sacks that lose to the Savannah Bananas
that's
every
right.
day.
That's right. That's them. That's them.
All right, we got to break it. We're live at Klein's. Blaylock Echo right here at I-10. Brand new store, beautiful store. The place to come and get your Mother's Day gift on. Let's go. Get on over here. See us and hang out and let Mark get you in with one of these lab-grown diamonds. They are awesome. Just a fraction of the price of regular diamonds. Billy Brown is somebody that you might need, my friends. Billy Brown went to my buddy's house, Yanni's house, and he cleaned out. If you haven't done this, I did this. If you have not done this, if you have not cleaned out your tankless water heater, you need to do it. Because the resin in there is really, it's killing your pipes. It's killing everything. It's killing your water. It was trickling out of the shower, and I'm like, what's the deal here? Billy's guys came over. Oh, this is it. And then it's just perfect again. So this is what Billy does all the time. But you can, you know, leak detection, camera inspection, water filters, drain cleaning, circulating pumps, hydrostatic testing, rerouting. I mean, he can do a reroute of your pipes and sometimes in a day. So listen, you need any plumbing issues whatsoever, our guy Billy Brown's here for you at AqueductPlumbingCompany.com, AqueductPlumbingCompany.com, 281-488-6238.
ESPN, 97.5. It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Klein's Jewelry at Hedwig Village.
All right, welcome back here live at Klein's. It is the place to come right here at I-10 and Blaylock. And we need you to get on over here. It's the Echo exit if you're coming west, if you're heading west. It is Blaylock right here on this side of I-10. So let's go. Get on over here and hang out with us here at Klein's Jewelry this morning and get her Mother's Day gift. I mean, you're going to take your mom's advice, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, you have to.
You have to.
It's mom.
What if mom is mom listening right now?
I don't. Probably not.
Mom's
mom,
what
not
about
listening.
Get her the nicest, biggest diamond necklace or earrings? I mean, don't go cheap. Let's go.
Well, no, that's the great thing about the diamonds you're talking about, right? They look unbelievable.
Yeah.
They're less expensive. It doesn't mean you spend less money. It just means you can go bigger.
You go big.
Right. So whatever your budget is, you just get more.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, more bang for your buck.
You'll get another acting job someday.
Yeah, no, it's totally. I was in Vegas last week. My wife and I were there with some friends to go to Garth Brooks. I go to the tables. I'm playing cards, and I get a text from my wife. She's in a jewelry store, and she sends you just a picture of a massive yellow diamond ring. And she says, yeah, she did. She said, can I? I just put, how much is it, baby? And she says, it's $51,000. I said, sure. You know what? Do it. Swipe the card and see what happens. I just want to be there from the other end of that.
When they kick
because
you out of
when
the
that
store.
Alert pops up on my phone and I hit fraud, then let's just see what happens
she
from
gets
there.
Arrested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
A 51.
Yeah.
Can I?
Sure, you can.
You won't get away with it.
Yeah, I mean,
okay,
you could
they're
try.
They're going to catch you before you get out of the store.
I think that probably just it was the charade so that they'd be serving them free champagne, her and her girlfriends.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know the thing when you go into the stores and you're like, yeah, that, you know, oh, that looks nice. How much is that? Oh, right, it's, you know, it's $60,000. Oh, that's not bad. Yeah. That's not bad for that, actually.
No, no, no. I saw
you
that.
Know, you kind of got to play the part.
That's less expensive than I saw before.
Right,
at
yeah.
that other store.
Yeah, you
got to
play the part.
No, well, Lance goes to grocery stores to eat.
You well, know, yeah, of course.
Yeah, he goes yeah. to the big box, the big
Costco.
I mean, he's
slovenly.
Or,
he's yeah. slovenly, though. Yeah, I mean, that guy.
So, yeah, because they got all the free,
sure.
you know.
Sure, you got that sample.
And he goes and eats, comes back into this guy mustache.
Yeah,
he's
got things in his teeth.
Yeah, and yeah. he comes back and gets it again, mm-hmm. you know. So, yeah, so I could see getting wasted in a jewelry store. Just come to clients today and get wasted over here.
I mean, there's whiskey behind me.
Yeah, there is.
And so, you know, I mean, we might have a nip for the last hour. We'll see.
So the Knicks and Rick Carlisle really putting it out there last night.
He was off.
And he's got a pretty good point. The double dribble was called. It was the wrong call. But they stopped the game. They huddled up. And they changed the call.
Yeah.
Why didn't they do that with Nesmith the night before?
Well, hey, because they learned from their mistake.
No. No. They,
is that right?
What they did was they had, you know, Adam Silver – taking a page from the previous commissioner, David Stern, said, "You know what? We need the Knicks in this thing. Not we don't need no Indiana team in this thing. We need the Knicks to advance because of that big market." And if you want to know the truth, I mean, it seems like all the calls have gone against Indiana, but
yeah.
Rick Carlisle is going to get himself a nice fine. After what he said last night, do we have? Is Austin? You got that ready?
This is why you ask him during a break.
I did. You did. You said you got Rick Carlisle.
No, I said I put it on. I didn't say he didn't tell me it was ready yet.
Oh, well,
it's ready now.
There you go. Here is Rick Carlisle last night losing money.
After game one, we always go through the film. And games where it felt like, you know, the whistles weren't balanced, and we pull the clips, and there's a way you can submit them to the NBA office. In the playoffs, when you submit things, the other team sees what you submit. And so there were 29 plays in game one that we thought were clearly called the wrong way. I decided not to submit them because I just felt like, you know, we'd get a more balanced whistle tonight. It didn't feel that way. Couple examples, 5:08 of the third. You know, the whole world knows that Halliburton's got a bad back. And Hart comes up and shoves him in the back. And it's all over Twitter right now because a few people have showed it to me. And JB DeRosa is looking right at it. You can see him. He's got vision of the play, and he shoves Ty right into the corner, and there's no whistle right in the back. And so that was shocking, you know. And there are many others, but I can promise you that we're going to submit these tonight. New York can get ready; they'll see them too. You know, I'm always talking to our guys about not making it about the officials.
But he made it about the officials.
He sounds like my 11-year-old after a baseball game.
He
sounds absurd. Everybody knows he pushed him. He pushed him. He was right there. He saw him push him, Dad. He saw him. It's on Twitter. It's even on Twitter. I mean, are you serious, Carlisle?
I've got some empathy for him because you know what? He's not wrong. They have been getting screwed in some calls now.
Bro, they gave up 130 some odd points. Played defense.
Yeah.
Brunson wasn't even in the game for a quarter.
Well, and that's why they had a 10-point lead at the half.
And then OG
Anunoby left the game.
He left the game.
Yeah. He didn't play the fourth quarter.
Yeah, a hamstring injury. We'll see if he comes back. The problem for the Knicks are they're running out of bodies. So they're up 2-0, but how many bodies do they have? And we know Brunson, even after the game he was asked about it, he goes, I think I'll play. He's not even sure. He'll probably play, but the Knicks are just simply running out of bodies. Yeah, Carlisle, I understand being upset, and he went on later to talk about the smart market angle. Hey, New York's going to get calls. We're not going to get calls, so on and so forth. So he's playing that up, and maybe it's just a psychological thing. Hey, guys, and get those fans riled up.
they're going home. You want that to be a cauldron.
It's funny. I'm not sure that if I'm a referee right now and I'm going to be reffing that game, I'm going to go, really, Rick Carlisle? You're calling us out like this? Watch.
Well, that's why you don't have the temperament to be a referee.
Watch this. You know.
Because.
Oh, really?
Because of
they're not petty?
Because of Jamal Murray.
Wait a minute.
If Jamal Murray threw a heat pack at you and missed, and you knew Jamal Murray did, you would have gone over to talk to Jamal Murray. Mark Davis was like, yeah, you know what? I'm just going to keep doing my job. If Malone came
he
out and challenged
came from
you.
The stands.
And then they told him about it. If Malone came out on the court and challenged you like he challenged Mark Davis, you're not just going to be
so you're saying, yeah, NBA referees aren't petty or they
not
never,
to your level.
Oh, no. Stop. NBA.
You're talking about, a couple guys are a-holes, but for the most part.
He was kicked out of the league for how petty he was
naming,
with Clyde Drexler.
Yes, understood. I said a couple guys are, but for the most part.
Well, all of them are.
If they treated Luka the way they should, he would never finish a game.
Yeah.
Never finish a game.
There's no bigger ego than an NBA referee.
No, the NBA players has got a bigger ego. You think if they actually did what they're supposed to do when Luka complains throughout the game, he would survive any game? They have to treat him a certain way because he's a star. Yes, I know. Some of them are, first of all, they're mostly incompetent. That's my biggest issue
with them.
Being petty. I think they're just incompetent.
They know Luka ain't going very far, so it ain't no big deal.
That's not the truth.
That's true. Look,
I just think that Carlisle pulls up. Phil Jackson did this all the time, right?
Oh, he
would
Daryl
always go
Morey
to right. They, all these guys would do
yes.
it, right? Prepping for the next game.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, like if that's your angle, that's fine. But you sound ridiculous.
Yeah.
I know it's been miscalled. You sound ridiculous. Your team got smoked because they didn't play defense, and you know you can't hold a lead in a playoff game.
Well,
that you should have won.
Listen,
without a star.
Listen. The Pacers starters, everyone was minus double digits except Siakam, who was minus nine, plus minus. Every starter for the Knicks was double digits plus, except Hart, who was plus nine. And, well, he played the whole game, so that's
right.
all he could be.
Right.
And the benches, the Knicks bench, he's got nothing.
Well, there's no bench.
Well, there's no bench. But, I mean, that's kind of Thibodeau's deal, right? Like, he runs these.
Right.
I mean, so the Pacers are still in this thing.
As many minutes as he's played.
The Pacers are going to – they Pacers could easily go home and win two on two facts. One, bench players, role players always play better at home, right? We know that. So those guys are going to play better in Indiana. The refs are probably going to, in order to quell this whole, like, you know, we fix for small or big markets, they're going to, like, you know, adjust accordingly. And then the Knicks – or it's like it's going to be in a war of attrition, right? Like, I mean, they're going to have to be able to play an entire series with how many guys do they play? Six, seven?
At this point, it's about six.
Okay, so which can't be done. I mean, how much are you going to get out of Hart in game four by the time he plays every minute of every game?
Right, well, I mean, this hasn't been done since Michael playing every second of a series. I mean, dude is averaging 48.2 minutes a game in a 48-minute game. So that's the knock against Tibbs.
So,
but he's got nobody to go to.
Well, because OG Anunoby has an injury history and he wasn't with New York all year, but you would say this is the result of what you do in the regular season, that guys' bodies will just break down because you ride them as hard as long as you can and you barely play a bench because it's all in, all out, all the time, and now you're potentially seeing some of the results. You've lost a couple guys who weren't even on your roster to start of the year. Bogdanovich is out. Now, obviously, we'll see about OG. Mitchell Robinson is out as well, and obviously Randall's been out for a while. So that front court has been decimated.
Yes.
They don't have much left. The back court, they've got guys. But you're running out Achiuwa and Hardenstein, and that's about it.
Yeah, he played well, though.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
Achiuwa's a guy that they've credited for just being
ready. But Hardenstein played well.
Yeah, and he's their he would be their backup center, except
right.
for – Mitch Robinson.
He's actually played.
Because Mitch Robinson can't stay healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But those guys, I mean, and I guess that is the plus side of load management in the sense that you get other guys' minutes throughout the season. But
it's not just load management. He just plays the same guys all the time. Like, they don't rest, they play, and the load manager is more about, hey, the star's going to sit. It's not even just the stars. He'll play his role players 48 minutes, and he won't give guys who you might think could supplement that throughout the year minutes. And then you see guys like Alec Burks, who you think is a veteran who you might play, he doesn't play him. I guess because he hasn't played enough for him in the regular season.
That's why. You know what, though? Jalen only played 32.
He was
16.
Hurt. Well, yeah. He didn't sit.
He sat second quarter, but he
was out. He would have played 46 if he was available.
He still won. He scored 130, and Jalen only played 32.
The Pacers don't play defense.
They don't play defense, you know, but they will. You know, the Knicks, even if they get through this, will get smoked by Boston for that reason.
Yeah, no.
Smoked.
Both these teams are going to get smoked by Boston.
So,
all right. Give me the VIN.com is what we're talking about. Anyway, Rick Carlisle has got himself less money today. Less money.
For sure.
He
doesn't care.
He's going to get hit.
That's the point. He just wanted to, you know, set the tone.
Give me the VIN.com. Give me the VIN.com. John Clay Wolf has money for you. You want more money in your pocket? You got it. All you have to do is go to GiveMeTheVIN.com because John Clay Wolf is going to give you more for your car. You have to go to GiveMeTheVIN.com before you sell your car anywhere because you'll find out exactly what it's worth. You'll find out that, oh, my goodness, John Clay Wolf is going to give me more. And, oh, how about this? John Clay Wolf will also give you $100 if he can't beat CarMax's offer, and he beats CarMax's offer all the time. So why would you sell your car to CarMax? Why would you do that? When you can get more at GiveMeTheVIN.com, or you can put $100 in your pocket. It's happening the $100 in your pocket isn't happening. What's happening all the time is John Clay Wolf will pick up your car, he will hand you a check, take your car away, and it's all done. You get more. All you need to do, if you're going to sell your car, one place you have to go, GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Great.
Now back to John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Klein's Jewelry at Hedwig Village.
You know how I know Eric is white? He went to Vegas last week to see Garth Brooks instead of the Canelo fight. Be a man, Eric.
That is true. I am white.
Head.
And I did go see Garth Brooks.
You did go see, but you are. You're really, really white.
I'm super white. Yep.
Otherwise, you'd have gone to see Canelo if you weren't.
I don't know. I saw a lot of white people there.
There were white people
there?
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes Eric super white. The Garth Brooks thing does, but not seeing the Canelo fight.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of diversity at Garth Brooks.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Diverse color and hats.
Should we have
hats.
DEI for tickets? No.
I don't think that's a problem.
No.
I think Garth's got a fan base, and that's fine. I think my people are like, you can have him. You guys can have Garth.
You want that?
Yeah, we don't need Garth.
Yeah,
we can
but
have
Whitey's
him.
Going to a lot of rap concerts.
Well, yeah, because we're welcoming.
Yeah.
Right. No, sure, of course. That's why. That makes sense.
Actually, I think it's your choice, right? I don't think we're welcoming.
I'm not saying we are clamoring to get into a Garth Brooks concert and people won't allow us. I'm just saying when you made the point that white people like hip hop, we bring them in. We like it unless you're DJ Vlad and then we have to yell at you like a Princeton professor did.
Right.
I'm just glad that whoever that was didn't know that I was white.
Until he said it,
then he's like, aha.
I'm not sure.
It's kind of like I didn't know that Gilbert was Chinese.
A lot of people don't know that Dell is black.
Yeah.
Well, they do.
But everybody knows you're white.
Right. Well, yeah.
Everybody knows that.
I think people are aware that I'm black now. I think we've had enough time.
You think?
I've been around a little bit.
We've had.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've been around.
I've been around. Yeah.
Yeah. And plus, you're the go-to. You're the Stephen A. of this show.
No, I am not. I am not the spokesman for black people. I hate that Stephen A. has adopted that. You don't speak for me.
Yeah.
Cut it out.
Dell speaks for the Houston black
community. I don't know. Any issue, ESPN goes right to
him.
Well,
of course.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah.
They're
of course.
Paying him double-digit $1 million. He's got to speak on everything.
That's what you make here.
Yeah.
Okay.
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 Am I in five figures? I'm trying to think. After taxes, what am I? And mental distress, where am I at right now?
713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, come hang with us here on the show. Astros lost again. It was another ugly, just the same story, time and again. No starting pitching. The bullpen couldn't do anything. I mean, Sean Dubin, I know he's not the issue, but Sean Dubin shouldn't be on a major league route. He should not be pitching for the Houston Astros. He should not be. And the Astros are one of the worst teams in baseball, and he shouldn't be pitching.
How many players on the roster can you say that about?
Should not be on a major league roster.
Should not be on this. Well, this roster's bad, so
Hunter
maybe
Brown
they should be.
Hunter Brown should not be on a
should
roster.
Should not be on this roster right now.
Wait, no, this roster, any roster.
Yeah, he's not pitching well enough to be on any roster.
Yeah, anyway, he's got the highest ERA.
Well, if you're not on this roster.
Exactly. The only other team you could go to would be the Sox.
With the White Sox.
Right, the White Sox.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. That's so
it's literally the only other team you could play for.
Yeah, Sean Dubin shouldn't be. Is the dude Cannell, is he still around with the flat brim? Is he?
If you say so.
Is he around? No one knows.
Singleton has elevated himself above
Singleton is our premier first baseman. He's unbelievable.
If his name wasn't Alex Bregman.
Oh, well. This version of him, yeah. He should be.
How about he dropped him to sixth?
Yeah, dropped
the
him
to sixth.
The lowest
he's hit since 2021.
He got up last
night. And that
was
when
late.
He came back from injury.
He got up late in the game. He went 0 for 4. I looked down to see, and his average is at 189. I turned to my dad. I said, he's Adam Everett.
No, he's worse than Maldonado last year.
But he's essentially when we had Adam. Like, that's what he is.
Yeah.
Like, he's a third baseman. He's got a glove, but he's just an empty spot in the lineup.
Adam Everett was better than this.
He went through like a wave where he could hit a little bit,
but this is a joke. Everybody was all over Maldonado last year.
Yeah, this is we're at the same place. We're below the Mendoza line.
He's worse than Maldonado was last year.
That's right.
Worse.
Yeah.
And he's out there. And he's out there every day. And now he's batting. So he was batting fourth until yesterday. He hadn't hit below fourth. And now he's back.
But I don't feel like he's getting the pushback. You know, like Abreu, and maybe it was because last year and this year, you know, so it was just a culmination of the two seasons. Everybody was just every single day clamoring. Why isn't he down? Bring up Loperfido, right? People are asking for a guy who's played 5 minor league games at first base to take his spot. But I don't feel like you're hearing that for Bregman.
But why is Loperfido sitting so much?
Well, he can't play because we have a crowded outfield. He can't play first base. He's not there yet.
We have a crowded outfield?
Sure. We've got plenty of guys.
There are bodies out there.
McCormick is hurt. Jake Myers? Everybody's clamoring for Jake?
Oh, no. Okay, I'll give you that. I would rather Dubon play anywhere on the field. He can hit. I trust Dubon out there. He's a, you know, athletic outfielder. Utility player. To be honest, I almost rather Dubon at this point play third base. Put Mauricio Dubon at third base.
Abreu days off. Give Bregman some days off.
Yeah.
Put Dubon at third.
Like, I know Bregman's thing is, like, I want to play every day.
Yeah, so do
and
I.
And that's, you know, but, you know, he's trying, you know, he tried to beat Cal Ripken. But at the end of the day, like, he needs to, like, take a minute. They need to sit him down for a
minute. Yeah.
Just take a second, dude.
I mean, that dude can't feel worse about himself right now.
Right.
I mean, it's a contract year. He worked hard as well. He left Houston. He moved
to Arizona.
I
know.
And he was, you know, he was like, okay, you guys don't want me. You're not going to sign me to an extension. Watch this. I'm going to have a huge year. I'm going to work out all offseason, and I'm going to be the best I've ever been. And then suck.
Okay. Is he going to go to Quick Twitch stuff, too?
He needs to. Hunter Brown needs to go to Quick Twitch.
Can we send him to Florida?
Who? Bregman?
Bregman.
No.
Why not?
Well,
you can.
He's got to accept it like Abreu did.
Just go down to Florida. Have a good time. Come back in June.
Abreu's family is there. I have a feeling that's why he did that.
Of course.
The truth.
Of course.
He's pressing, though. It's kind of remarkable to see. Like, you wouldn't think that for Bregman, but with all the pressure of a contract year and the work he put in the offseason, the decisions he made to go to different people, and now in the situation the Astros are in, whether he's playing for himself or the team or whatever, it is so clear that he is pressing.
And Dana Brown didn't help him yesterday. He was on. He did his weekly thing with 790 and said, like,
I think you mean DB.
Yes, DB. Okay. Excuse me. Yeah, DB was on 790
DB.
Yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, DB. Yeah,
yes. Yeah. And he pretty much said, this team goes as Alec Bregman goes.
When Bregman,
that's what he said. When Bregman's right, we're right. He said that. Bregman's the guy. He said Bregman's the guy
terrible.
Who does team building stuff. He's the guy who gets the guys together. He pretty much said he's like kind of a guy everything revolves around, and they're going poorly because he's kind of going poorly.
Well,
he's clearly
going
poorly.
Because remember, Bregman's learned Spanish so that he could talk to the
with
to
Correa,
half the team.
Right, yeah.
More,
half
than,
it,
half,
everybody,
more than half
really,
the team,
yeah.
Right.
Half of baseball, really.
Right. So he was a glue in that locker room, but you can't be when you're hitting 159 or 189, whatever he's hitting. You can't be that anymore. You got to be able to come through, and that's the same thing with Abreu. I mean, you just all you are is down, and you can't get the guys up.
This was the quote: Bregman, he needs to get hot. He's our veteran. This team will roll when Bregman rolls. He will get hot. Mark my word. He's an important piece, and he needs to get hot. Hot. He's saying hot a lot. He does team building for us in the clubhouse. That's the guy.
So, you think like they do, like
trust falls.
Falls.
That's what I said. Yeah, is he like the guy the who makes sure when Blanco's not going great or Fromber's not going great? He's the guy who does. Hey guys, we got to make sure we bring this guy into the fold. Make sure he's loved. Let him know he's loved. Apparently, he's the guy in that lock in that clubhouse, and he's going poorly, so the team's going poorly.
That makes me sad. If Bregman, the team goes as Bregman goes. Nobody has been less consistent in their career than Bregman.
I don't know, but Dana Brown didn't help him as far as talking about what his importance
here. You know, so if you get Bregman next season. Your team's going to go as Bregman goes.
No, no, no.
You know what?
That's in this locker room.
No, in this clubhouse.
In this clubhouse.
He's going to be a glue wherever.
He's one of the
Every team has a bunch of Hispanic players.
So. Yes, but he's been one of the guys since 17. One of the – how many have been around for the two titles? We've had this talk before. It's him, Altuve, and Verlander.
Yeah.
Bregman will not be an Astro after the trade deadline.
Oh!
You probably are right.
What
are they getting?
That is not a hot take. You're going to get some pitching prospect. You're going to get a bag of balls.
Yeah, that's how you get fired as a GM.
Answer me a question. You know you're not going to re-sign him.
Right.
Okay. So why does that get you fired as a GM? If you know you're not going to re-sign him, what is the point? If you are 30 games under 500 and you're literally just finishing a season on autopilot, why do you need Alex Bregman?
They've never done that, ever. Ever.
Why do you need
him? And Dana told DB told you on MLB Network, we're not sellers.
DB is full of you know what?
No, you just said that about DB.
You're not sellers in May.
Nobody's selling in May.
He ain't going to be a seller.
Well, because they're so Jim Crane. So Jim Crane's going to watch this team flounder. Let's say they flounder. Let's say your prediction of them turning around does not come true. He's going to watch Alex Bregman walk away and go, you know what, Dana Brown, you can't trade him. The fans would know they're out of it. What's the point of keeping them around if everyone knows they're out of it?
They don't sell.
So you're just going to let them walk away?
By the way, you're not getting anything.
Still, it's better than, I don't know, I know in football you get comp picks if a guy walks away and he signs a big deal. Do you get a comp pick in baseball if Bregman signs a certain deal if you don't trade him? Why don't you just trade him?
Yeah, for free agent signings,
yeah,
you do get a big.
So that's why
you're going to get more in a draft pick than you will from a prospect.
Depending on the contract he gets, right? Is that how it's determined?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's another thing. What kind of contract is he going to get?
Maybe one that allows you to keep him?
Mm. Yeah, I don't know that he's going to get a big. I wouldn't pay him. I mean, honestly, what are you going to pay him? What are you going to pay Alex Bregman next year?
You know that thing, that joke of a bet we had where would Alex Bregman be hitting below the number of points Caitlin Clark scored in the tournament? He's currently 189. She scored 191.
That's terrible. It's time to bring in Mark Klein. We are at his new store. Boy, you did a nice job here.
Thanks, man.
It's really beautiful.
Thanks.
It really is.
I've been working on it since November of last year and, you know, always wanted to be in this spot, and it's right off I-10 at Echo Lane, and it's a great location. You have the other store on Woodway in Augusta, and been over there 2 years, but been in Houston since 1969. My dad had it. You know, I started in 1991 on Westheimer right over there. We had the.
What's it like for you to have a little bit of room now as opposed to your
little
other
big,
stores?
Space. You know,
big space.
We're at 3,200 square feet here, and it's so much bigger than, you know, having the smaller stores. But the smaller stores are great. You don't need that much room for diamonds, John. So we got a little bit more space. We got a, you know, bar here. We got ESPN on the TV.
Yep.
And, you know, everything fantastic. You know, we love it. And look forward to, you know, my son's here with me, and, mm-hmm. and look forward to the future. Still
That's
going.
It. You know, and you need to get on over here and take advantage of Mark this I'd say take advantage of Mark, but it's what you do. You take advantage of him this Mother's Day because she wants diamonds. You got to take care of her, and Mark's got the diamonds at the better prices.
Yeah, what do you want? Diamond pendants, diamond earrings, diamond bracelets, anything in jewelry, we have it. We have it right here in stock. And you can come in, pick it out, watch TV, have a drink. We wrap it for you. You're gone. And we're also going to give you we're going to give you a golf at Wildcat,
right.
Golf for two at Wildcat with any purchase. So we take care of you for coming in. We appreciate you. And, you know, anything. And you mentioned earlier we do lab diamonds, but we also do natural diamonds, too. So we have both. And like yesterday, we had a guy that he chose to buy natural over lab. But we also have a lot of people that buy lab over natural. So whatever you want in stock, we have it. Right here, you come in, we wrap it, you're gone. It's perfect. Everybody, quick and easy. Pull up right here to the front. We got a huge parking lot. Got it right by Luby's Tortillas and Kroger's and Starbucks. Hey, you come in over here to Echo Lane and I-10, or you can go to the Woodway and Augusta store. We got Starbucks right next to the store over there.
And you could call 832-316-1388. Send Mark a picture of what you're looking for, and he can make it for you. You got to do it quick, though, because it's Thursday. Mother's Day is Sunday. Let's go. Get on over here. Or you can do it all online as well.
Yeah, at KleinsJewelry.com.
KleinsJewelry.com.
ESPN. 97.5.
You're back to John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Klein's Jewelry at Hedwig Village.
Welcome back here at Klein's Jewelry, right here at I-10 and Blaylock, Echo Lane exit. Come on. Hang out with us here and get your diamonds on. We got David is on the line, and he wants to talk about this Rick Carlisle. So if you haven't heard, Rick Carlisle went after the officials last night, sending the mistakes to the league. He said they had 29 mistakes in game one.
Well, certainly from the Indiana perspective, I imagine they felt like they got screwed on a couple things. It's very Daryl Morey-like. Now, they held off. The audit didn't happen after game one, but after it happens, what you believe a second time, I can understand. It's not going to mean anything. They're never going to admit that they're as wrong as you think they are, and they're not going to give you the game back. It's just someone who feels like he needs to be heard. Sometimes you just need to be heard, John, and the Pacers feel like they need to be heard. So they're going to let the league know. We're upset. Sometimes you just have to sit and listen. You guys are in relationships. Sometimes you just have to sit and listen. And the NBA is just going to sit and listen and go, you know what? I hear you. I understand you. But
you just can't say that stuff. Listen, the league has got the reputation ever since Donaghy and ever since the Patrick Ewing ice card. You know, they've got the reputation of actually fixing games. And you can't come out and say
that. No, I'm not saying he's not going to.
Oh,
I'm just saying, we talked about the money when we were doing the Austin Rivers versus football players thing. The money's so big that Carlisle doesn't matter to Carlisle. Hit him with the $100K. Oh, well. How long has he been coaching and making millions of dollars? Take my money.
It looks like they submitted 78 missed calls this morning to the league. 29 from game one and 49 from last night.
Wow.
From game two. So they have submitted now 78 missed calls to the league this morning, which I love that he says, you know, when we do this in the playoffs, the other team gets it too. As if the Knicks are going to open their inbox this morning and go through, they're going to be like, hey, sorry. you know they're just going to be laughing, just sending it around the office. Like, look at this garbage.
Let's get David in here. He wants to talk about the Carlisle situation. What do you say, David?
Yeah, listen, let me start out by letting you guys know I'm not a Pacer fan, but I called in to you guys Tuesday morning after that debacle of what the refs did to them Monday night. And anyone who thinks that the league or people don't want New York back in this from the golden era is just being naive. It's horrible to watch. I called you guys Tuesday morning. It's horrible to watch, and I hear the guy on there, I'm not for sure who he is, saying that, oh, Carlisle sounds like a little child. Well, eventually you're going to say something if someone just keeps at it. Well, you supposed to just be quiet and not say anything. And of course, you got to defend your team, especially when it's blatant things. It's blatant. Like the guy they called the kickball, and it was, oh, well, you can't challenge that, but we can just get together and huddle up. And turn a call around without even making a challenge. It's just stuff that's just so blatant. It ticks you off by watching the game. And that's what, yeah, it's all bad. It just has me hot to watch. And last but not least, I watch Brunson. I watch Brunson get superstar calls. He's a star. But he's no superstar. But because he's with New York, now it's about to see him. He makes the contact. He does it. And they send him to the line. I'm getting tired of it. All right, guys. Bye.
I don't know what golden era he's talking about of Knicks basketball. Like, I get the whole New York angle. You want to throw a New York team in it.
1979 Willis Reed.
Yeah, exactly.
It's been a minute.
What's
it's
the golden era of Knicks basketball that the league is trying to get back to? If you want to couch it as they want a big market team in it, fine. But when's the last time the Knicks have been
relevant?
Well,
the Patrick Ewing teams were good.
That's not a golden era. They were the foil of the Bulls. So you put them up against the Bulls, great. But, you know, that was Michael's joint. I understand people siding that way. I just think the refs are bad. I don't think they go out there trying to influence the games other than the ones we know about. But as far as I'm not going to hit all of them with what happened in certain situations, I just think they're not good.
Well, and
the refs aren't good.
The refs aren't good.
The refs
yes.
aren't good. And subconsciously, maybe in that building, you know, they're given some calls that they shouldn't be given. We'll see if in Indiana. You know, if you're going to take that heat, because that crowd's going to be on the refs every call. Every call against the Patriots.
To his point, like, obviously the Knicks haven't been as good as they have been, but how come the Knicks haven't been able to grift their way into prominent places in the playoffs until this year? Or last year, they made the second round, too. The refs, if they actually wanted the Knicks to advance, they would have put them past the Heat last year. I don't know. I just look at the team and go, the Pacers, as Eric talked about, gave up a lot of points. They play no defense. You had a 10-point lead at the half. Why did the referees all of a sudden in the second half decide, you know what, this isn't going well for the Knicks. Let's even this up. No, the Pacers didn't get stops. That's been their problem all year long.
And that's when I refer to Carlisle like acting like a child, yes, have some accountability. At the end of the day, your team lost, well, and it's not only because of the refs. Do the refs play a part in this game? Yes. Did they make some calls that were, you know, possibly unjustified? Yeah, maybe. But at the end of the day, have some accountability.
Well,
your team sucks at defense. Have some accountability. I know that's how you've played all season, but guess what? The NBA is two seasons. The NBA is regular season and playoff basketball.
Way different.
And you have never played defense.
John Chill
and
comes
now
on with
you
us.
Play defense.
John Chill is going to come on with us at the in an hour from now. And he said, what was it, 9 of 11 games went under, the first 11 games of the playoffs went under. It's different.
Exactly.
It's different.
It's a different game.
And this team, forever, the Doug Moe teams from
yes.
Denver, they can't win in the postseason because you got to play defense.
Yes, so if you want to, if this is the team you're going to construct, Carlisle, if this is the way you're going to coach your team, then just know you're going to be an awesome regular season team. No. And then in the playoffs, you're going to get smoked because you don't play defense.
Yep.
So have some accountability for what happened on the court.
Yeah, like, well, he did say, listen, I tell my guys all the time, it's not don't make it about the referees. And then what did he do?
He made it about the referees.
Made it about, all about
the referees. By the way, Rick Carlisle, let's remember, did win in a big market in Dallas.
Yes.
A title.
Yeah.
Okay. So as long as we're all on the same page there. So maybe that makes him more qualified to make these statements.
Maybe he got more calls.
Right.
Dirt teams got more calls.
And by the way, to the callers, said that Brunson is not a super. Brunson is a superstar.
At this point, we got to just
Brunson is a
hand
superstar.
That over to him. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Brunson's a superstar.
He really is.
And now, does it matter that he's in New York? Absolutely. But that is how sports go. When you're in a big market, you get more attention. So, you know, if there's a lot of guys that are playing around the league in different sports that if they were in L.A. or New York would get more attention. Brunson happens to be in New York. He's a superstar.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. He'd be a superstar anywhere.
He's turned himself into a superstar.
Yeah,
there's no
superstar.
Question. Yeah. All right, taking a break. When we come back, Austin Rivers had Twitter afire yesterday. Austin Rivers had Twitter. And James Jones. James Jones was afire, too. We will talk about that on the other side. But right now, I'm talking about a jewelry safe for her this Mother's Day. This is a great gift in that she will be thrilled that her jewelry is safe. You want to buy a safe from Houston Safe and Lock, and you want to get one of these jewelry safes, how about 25% off right now? 25% off up until Mother's Day on this jewelry safe, beautiful American Security jewelry safe. I mean, you can spend as little or as much as you want. They have all of the different values. They have all of the different options for you, but 25% off on this jewelry safe. And Derek is going to put it, they'll deliver it. They do everything for you. I mean, Houston Safe and Lock is the only place that you get your safe on. Half the safes in this city are from Houston Safe and Lock or King Safe and Lock, which is the same company. You're looking for the best way to get into a safe. Now is the time because they don't do this because their prices are already lower than everybody else. But to give 25% on top of that, the low prices, is amazing. So if you're in the market for a jewelry safe, right now is the time to go to Houston Safe and Lock, 975safes.com, or stop by one of the two locations, Westheimer and the Beltway, or Wirt and I-10. It's Houston Safe and Lock.
ESPN 975. Please stand by.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey, you know how Black Friday sales are the best savings of the year? Well, what if we told you Wayfair's bringing Black Friday to July? That's right. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is Black Friday in July. And it's on its way. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, way more doorbuster deals on top products and 24-hour surprise flash deals. Oh, and did we mention free shipping on everything? Everything. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer and the best time to make your home even more you. But it only lasts 5 days, so don't miss out. Mark your calendars, then head to Wayfair for up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the summer. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale, July 24th through 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.